KFW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
How you doing today?
Pretty good. Finally going back to work. I took an extra day off. How was your 3 days?
It was good. And that sitting here in the yard right now waiting on the defrost. Probably takes a minute, doesn't it?
Once it gets warm, man, it's friggin', you gotta take a log on fire after a while.
My truck is, once it gets warmed up, if you leave it on high, it'll run you out.
This weekend, or just spend the weekend with the wife?
Work Saturday and Sunday. She was off yesterday. I got a string of lights put up outside and did a few things in the house that didn't do a whole lot.
My weekend. Sunday, we finally got outside and put some lights on the house.
Get them on just before that big storm rolled through.
Man, it's crazy what that thing did.
Boy, it went north, just north of where the daughter is in Kentucky. But their little old airport sustained damage. I think it tore up like 18 hangars and a dozen planes.
I was telling my wife, I read an article yesterday about it, and they were talking about the Amazon driver who got killed, and they were saying if they just left earlier, but Amazon wouldn't let them leave. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Better off not leaving. If you were out on the road, you were for sure, you know, going to get hurt. I mean, we have, we have safe areas, and when the alarm goes off, you know what I mean, everybody goes to the safe areas.
Everybody piles up in either the bathroom or the pits that we have in the floors in some areas. I mean, all those are designated for the severe weather. But, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't get over that. I felt like they were really trying to blame Amazon.
I'm sure Amazon, I saw where the supervisor, you know, they were telling everybody to get into the area, and that just some people didn't make it.
I couldn't imagine somebody wanting to be out on the road whenever something like that's happening.
Around for a long time, so it's not like you didn't know where it was going. The place I used to work, we had a big pit. It was really long tunnel-like thing. And at first, that was the safe zone, but then we realized if a big pipe got broke, everybody drowned before you could get out.
We don't have a ton of them. Usually in the areas where they do the, just double check the alignment and everything. And so there's a couple big pits in those areas that some areas will go into, but most of our piles up in the bathrooms.
Most of ours are in the bathrooms also, because they're blocked walls.
Ours are. I get to be the lucky one to kind of round everybody up, make sure they're staying in there. And, you know, every time we do a drill, nobody really wants to go in there, so they try to hang outside, and you're like, no, everybody's got to shove on in.
Thinking about out here, everybody has a radio, you know what I mean? So it doesn't take long to check everybody.
Usually the radios come in handy when security gives us the all clear, but that's about it.
They're tied in also into the alarm system, so when the alarm goes off, it goes off on your radio, and it even has a little man down button on your radio. If you push it, it starts going off on everybody's radio until you can figure out, you know, what's wrong.
What are y'all using, the Motorola Turbo?
Motorola 7550.
Once you get in the DMR, you'll realize that it sounds the exact same. DMR radio, you'll realize that it's the exact same thing. So when I hear people on the radio at work, you can tell it's the digital radio, and it's the exact same thing as the DMR that you hear.
And yeah, I didn't never know what frequency we're on. I know right down the interstate from us is that guy roofing, and I know those guys, they must have a a couple of radios and that, because you can hear some of them talking sometime. You can't get back to them because I think we must have a repeater.
Yeah, I might not actually have the DMR radios or the digital radio. All of ours at work, whenever I'm listening to them, you can hear it sounds the exact same as the your digital radio stuff that's used for ham. Because that's basically what DMR was. It was a conversion from the Motorola over to using it for ham radio purposes.
They're digital, but I'd have to look it up. I know we have some. I have a 6550, and they don't make it no more. You can't get it fixed. You can't get any batteries for it anymore. And man, about 4 or 5 months ago, I ordered 3 new radios. They're not even going to come in until February sometime.
That's about right. But yeah, they might not be digital. If you can hear somebody else, because I know here at work, they've got their own frequency that's set aside, so you can only hear the people here at work.
Need a DMR number.
I don't know the 100% reason, but I know that every call sign is assigned one, so when you program your radio with the contacts, the DMR contacts, whenever you key up. So, like, if me and Patrick are talking, I can see his call sign. It'll tell me that, it'll give me that he's in Penrose, North Carolina, and I don't remember what else it gives you, but that's the main thing. It gives you call sign and their location that's set in that DMR ID.
Yeah, I got mine yesterday. They sent me an email. I finally managed to get onto the FCC site and get an official copy downloaded.
Forget you can just go on that radio ID and get it again, and you can also get somebody else's ID if you know their call sign, and you can do a private call over the radio where it's just to that one ID.
Interesting. What is that brand, Meister?
I want to say it's just a version of the DMR. So you got, of course, Motorola has their version. Brandmeister. There's a couple different ones. There's a TGIF, I think it is. It runs off DMR, but they all have different talk groups a lot of times, especially between the Brandmeister and the TGIF.
You said if you wanted to get on a couple of other things, you needed a different number.
Be honest with you though, I don't, the TGIF, it seems like it's probably a good network, but I don't think it's as used. But your Brandmeister ID will work on it, or your radio ID will work on it just fine. But I tried it for a while, and you can't really run both of them at the same time, so I just stick with the Brandmeister talk groups.
That one, I'm attempting to learn a little bit about it.
I mean, the technology behind it, but, I mean, what's nice is basically you have the frequency that you're talking on, and under those frequencies you have the talk groups. So any frequency that has the talk group available, so there's a couple repeaters around here. Talk group 2 is the PRN system that runs the state of South Carolina and North Carolina. So if you connect to a repeater and you have that talk group 2 assigned as one of the channels that you can talk on that frequency, then you can talk to anybody in that PRN network. Like my hotspot, though, it's got certain frequencies, but you got to have the frequency of the hotspot or repeater, and then you have to have the talk group. Once you get in it and you start playing around with it and you learn it, then the way to do the code plugs are not as bad, but you really got to have just a little bit of practice at it.
Big learning curve.
And off the bat, the good thing is since you and Patrick have the same radio, he can probably provide you a code plug that'll work straight away. If you buy it from Brandmeister, they'll give you a code plug as well. I went on the SC Heart website, and they had code plugs, and I used one of theirs. I had to convert it over to work on my radio, but I used one of theirs, and that way I've got the whole SC Heart network. And that got me a starting point to watch YouTube videos and learn how to do the rest of my code plugs.
YouTube videos, so people get long-winded.
So, but now, that's not too bad. I mean, I could go in there and add a new channel or a new frequency to my code plug and assign it to talk groups. The only downside is you got to have, I know on my radio, for every frequency, you got to have the number of code plugs that you, or talk groups that you want to talk on. So, like my hotspot, I've got 4 channels, and each channel has a different talk group. So, same frequency, just a different talk group. What I've been trying to figure out is, he has the hotspot. He don't really have DMR coverage at home. So, what talk group can we use to connect to repeaters around here, and you can connect to from a hotspot? But so far, I've been very unsuccessful in finding one.
Give me a couple of hotspot numbers, too.
Checked out my frequency. It's probably one of the either crossband frequencies or something in the 70-centimeter band. But if you don't have a hotspot or you don't plan on getting one, you won't need it. But you may decide at some point in time to spend $100-something on a hotspot. Not hard to set up. Once you get it kind of set up, it's kind of set and forget.
Phone as a hotspot, not the same thing?
Actually not. So when it's talking about a hotspot, it is a little, basically a Raspberry Pi with an antenna on it. And it takes your digital signal and sends it over the internet, and it'll either come out on a repeater, if it's possible, or it'll come out on somebody else's hotspot that's connected to the same talk group.
I can see there'll be a little bit of learning involved in it.
For HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Morning. Choose a DMR.
For a few minutes while I was loading the excursion up, getting it ready to go. But yeah, like Andrew's saying, we ain't had no luck yet on finding a channel where we can talk on both without tying up one of the major talk groups. Figure it out.
Because me and you are in a good area, you could probably hit the Granville repeater at Caesar's Head fairly well from Greer. I can hit the one from Spartanburg, and you can hit them in the state. I mean, you know, you just got to know the frequencies. So most of the repeaters in South Carolina and across North Carolina are linked to the same talk group. So you can talk on PRN, talk group 2, and it'll key up 60-something repeaters, if I remember correctly, and then you can go off on a chat channel. The downside is we find out Patrick lives in a black hole, so he doesn't have access to all that.
A really tall tower.
It sounds like what I'm going to have to do. Yeah, about 300-400 feet.
Top of the mountain.
And about 300-400 feet.
Yeah, the map, the Western North Carolina DMR group, which is totally separate from the PRN, they got a map of where the repeaters can reach. And it's funny because I'm looking on the map between Andersonville and right near, what is it, Brevard. There's just this little spot right there where Penrose sits, and there's not hardly any. It's just like a little fringe area that no signal gets to.
Last night in the text message, I think Transylvania County's just that way all the way across, it seems like.
When I text you guys, I just wanted to see if you guys could, you know, hear the people on 10 meters.
One time, I didn't hear a whole lot on 10 meters this whole weekend.
I only found 2 operators. Of course, I don't have a waterfall, so I just have to scroll through there. One was in Brazil, and the other one was just below there in Uruguay. And that man, he was calling out for, he would get somebody every once in a while, but man, he was hard. The guy in Brazil, when I got there, I got him on the very first try.
What I do to check 10 meters out is I go to 28074, And if I don't hear any noises from the FTA, then I know it ain't worth trying to listen to nothing else.
7-4, you said? What frequency is that for?
Meter FT8. So if it's got a signal, then you might be able to hear somebody else. Although I did hear one signal yesterday. It was some guy in Hammond that doesn't live far from me. So that was the only signal I was copying at all was his signal. And, but, yeah, that's usually what I do. And I turn on 28074, and if I don't hear any, you know, the FT8 signals, then I know that 10 meters is pretty much closed.
In Brazil, it was a contest station for down there. And then after I made contact, I looked them up on QRZ, and it's like, well, dang, look at the size of that antenna. That's why I could hear him.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe on your trip to work. And hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Drew, have a good day. Be careful out there. KO4HK.
Have a good one. I'll catch you maybe this afternoon or tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Getting that radio for Christmas? Did you find out?
Found out for sure yet, but I'm pretty sure that she probably picked it up. Because I, you know, it was one of the main things I had put on my list.
When you get it, let us know. We'll try to help you get it set up and going. But you can build you a hotspot for about $40 to $60.
Children involved, right?
Yeah, not much.
Video last night, we were coming home from going to the grocery store, and I heard you talking to Daniel.
So were we on?
47.
Well, after that, we jumped over to the Ridge Mountain 70-centimeter repeater and talked the rest of the way into the house.
At the same time, I was listening when you said to switch over, but I don't know that I got that one programmed in here, and I don't know the numbers, so it's a little hard to switch what stored number I have it at.
Well, even if you don't, if you can dial it up on your VFO, there's no tone on it, and it works fine. You can just write in manually that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty easy to do. I got the buttons on my mic.
That's all I did on mine. I just punched it in and went right on. If you jump on it, it sounds like it's keyed up all the time. Because as soon as you hit that frequency, it'll peg your meter. But you can talk on the repeater, no problem.
Much on 440.
Any other than that repeater. I just kept hearing it come up and where it was always keyed up. And I started asking around to Gary, KI4DOS, if he knew anything about it. And Andy, and that neither one of them knew anything about it, so we give it a try, and it worked fine. Chad can hit it from his house, Gary from his, and easily. I can hit it from mine. I mean, it's got some good coverage, but you just have to deal with it sounding like it's keyed up all the time.
We'll try one day.
It's a little bit scratchy for me on the way home on where I'm driving now. In one spot, and that's it. Other than that, it sounds pretty good. Plan for this weekend.
Houston's got to work again because she was off yesterday and today, and that. So I don't really know what I need to be doing.
Good day yesterday.
Good day. I had to wait for a guy to come from Lowe's to do some measuring. And then once he got done there, and then we went out and did a couple of things. It was a store Susan wanted to go to. Went to the Cracker Barrel, got a bite to eat, and then we went grocery shopping.
Leisure.
know, since it was a Monday and it was, you know, in the later afternoon, the traffic wasn't bad on Woodruff Road.
Well, there's like a zoo most of the time.
We used to work over kind of off of Haywood Road and that back in the late 90s, and it's like, man, it was really, really hard to get anywhere this time of year.
They just do better planning before they put all that stuff in there in one area like that for the roads to handle that kind of traffic.
Always messed up, you know, you got the green light, but it's all backed up in front of you, and they got the red light, and nobody can go anywhere.
Forbid somebody have a little common courtesy and just let you in and out without having to worry about all that.
Come from Woodruff Road there at the Cracker Barrel and get on to the, well, like I was going to get on 85 North, but then grab the 385 headed back into town. And the problem was 385 South was all backed up, so all the people coming off at 85 were all blocking the way for you to get on, so you had to make your way into their traffic and then get over a lane so you could get past it.
People are thinking if they would just have a little courtesy and let everything go, it would be a lot better for everybody instead of trying to crowd up in there and not let anybody through. Nobody's going to beat you.
Backed up for no reason at all, really.
Well, Ken, I'm coming into the black hole up here, so if you want to, we can bounce over to the other frequency, or if you're close, we'll go ahead and say 73.
Now let's just jump over to the other one. I'll meet you there. KN4 TFW.
KO4 APX.